happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, as I've been saying throughout the broadcast, you know, there's different areas of what we're dealing with as a nation that we've been covering on the show. And as we started out today, I was able to break down some of those numbers. Those are little glimmers of good news. We're not anywhere near getting out of the real tough part here, but I just feel like we've got to keep at least letting you know when there seems to be good news on the horizon. And I know that my next guest feels the same way. It's one of the reasons why he is so obsessed with helping you make sure that you withstand this onslaught from the strongest position in your portfolio possible. David Fisher is his name. He is the CEO of Landmark Capital, and he rejoins us on our Money Monday. David, we are now starting our fourth week in the coronavirus shelter at home, all out, flatten the curve efforts. Where are we at market-wise? Year-to-date, what's happened? You see like little bubbles up and then more down and so forth. Where do we really stand right now?
Well, the market is disconnecting from the environment. So the market shows gold is up 10.5% leading the charge, but stocks are down. Dow's down 17.5, S&P 14.25. The dollar is up 4.5%. So gold should not be up in this environment. It should be down in relationship to the dollar. But the market that's getting hit the worst is oil, which is going to have effect on the dollar, obviously. But there's some decoupling going on. So we're kind of in a weird environment from a standpoint. The economy is decoupling from the market, which there have always been two different things, but sometimes they've mirrored themselves. So, you know, I said that last week that unemployment would come out at between 4.2 to 4.7%. It came out at 4.4%. So we have and previously it was 3.5%. So unemployment is on the rise. We're not out of the woods at all. In fact, things are probably going to get worse economically speaking. Market-wise, the market is not adjusting to those economics.
Just yet. It's a lagging indicator is what you're saying. Let's talk about the R word and the D word. And a lot of people think Republican or Democrat. No. This is what I've been hearing in financial circles. Will it be a recession or will it be a depression? And again, we're not trying to doomsday anybody, but what's the honest assessment of how badly interrupted the economy has incurred a disruption of?
Well, if you look at what the Google search activities, most people are searching the word depression rather than the recession. So I think it's already been factored in that most people have come to accept by Google search results that we're going to have a recession. If not, we're already in it. But technically, we're not there yet. We're just fundamentally going to be there. Depression, when you look at the unemployment numbers from what the Fed projected, like I said last week, they're saying 30 to 32%, the Fed, St. Louis Fed, that's depression because it was 24.9%. So we haven't got there yet. Jamie Dimon just came out from his hospital stay and gave the first annual report, and he's warning of a bad recession, a repeating of a 2008 crisis in his annual letter. So here's some very well-respected, very conservative person saying it's definitely a recession and a deep one, but the depression word is kind of on the side. But there's other economists coming out, like from KPMG, one of the fourth leading accounting firms. Constance Hunter said on the news today, it's way worse than the Great Depression. That's her quote. She said that it's much faster than the depression, and we have more social interaction now than the depression. But she says our debt levels proportionately are much higher now. And, you know, in reference to that, trying to get money in the system, millions of applicants have gone to the SBA, the Small Business Loan Association, for $38 billion of applicants. 177 applications have been submitted, but only 100 loans have been distributed. So there's a claw going on. And if we don't get money in the system soon, that will cause more the D word, depression, rather than the recession.
Yeah, well, and that's something that people are concerned about. So if that is in fact the case, David, we've been talking for the last 3 years about what a bail-in looks like. Is this recession, or even if it becomes a depression, is this the circumstance by which the government might pull the trigger and say, we've got to do the bail-in?
Well, that's my number one concern now, and more than ever in my 26 years of doing this, and certainly we've been talking about the bail-in since it came into place about 7 years ago, and legally about 10 years ago it was initiated through the Dodd-Frank Act. So I'm more concerned now than ever, and here's why. And I know we're going to talk on Wednesday on your program in depth, and I want to go in depth on this. So make sure, if you're hearing my voice today, check Kevin Cullen's program out on Wednesday. I'm going to address this in detail. But let me just kind of let the cat out of the bag a little bit. So think with me. We're spending like crazy, and budget deficit is going to go from $1 trillion to probably $2 trillion now with all the $2 trillion that we just passed in stimulus. I mean, that's maybe it'll be $3 trillion. Who knows? I'm being conservative here. So, and oil has collapsed, and the dollar is, we get revenue from oil being sold internationally because it's based in dollars. But the world and central banks are moving away from, and have been moving away from, wanting to use the dollar in oil contracts. So we're seeing more and more of this. And now this new idea has come to the forefront. Jim Cramer and Larry Kudlow talked about this a little bit, war bonds. So the question is, why are we talking about issuing a war bond? Could it be there's not enough world buying the treasury bill, and there's not enough Americans that can buy treasuries to support the debt structure that's ballooning? That's why the next triggering point in the very near future or at any time could be this bail-in, because it clearly demonstrates, Kevin, that we do not have enough financial debt being bought, and we have to shore that out with some other plan. The plan is war bonds, but they didn't accept a 50-year, 100-year treasury bill, and a war bond might not be much different. So that's where the bail-in could get triggered.
Well, and here's the things, friend. If the bail-in does go, if you've got electronic accounts, they're all vulnerable. The Uncle Sam can just reach in, grab it, put an IOU in its place, and say, sorry about that. If you want to find out how to protect yourself from the bail-in, 844-604-2575. And again, be listening for David and I on Wednesday. David, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio, my final thought next.